Since the sacred scriptures, including the gospels, are inspired by God and have the Holy Spirit as their principal author, along with their human author, they are inexhaustible. It's one of the reasons why we can come at the scriptures again and again and always be fed and always be nourished, because they are of divine and therefore of infinite origin and capacity to feed us. And so there are always things to be seen and heard and understood anew in the scriptures. And today, one particular facet of this gospel, I'm not going to pretend that this is everything to be said about this gospel. We could spend the rest of our lives doing that. But this one particular facet I wanted to focus in on today is this detail that when Jesus looked out and wanted to feed this crowd that was gathered here, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" And this causes Philip to kind of freak out, because there's this huge crowd. They don't have any money. They don't have any food. What are we going to do? And then Andrew sort of steps up and says, "Well, there's this little boy here. He has 5 little barley loaves and 2 fish." And Jesus says, "Okay, have everybody sit down, go feed them." And it's very interesting. Why is it that Jesus performed this miracle in this way? God created the whole world out of nothing. He doesn't need any help from anybody. But he decides in this miracle, right from the get-go, when he says to Philip, "Okay, what are we going to do about this?" And then when Andrew finally comes up with this little boy who's got a little bread and fish, obviously not enough, he says, "Okay, go feed the people." And they do. They do. And there are not only enough, there's leftovers. Can you imagine eating the leftovers of a miracle? That'd be kind of neat, wouldn't it? But why did he do this? He could have just said, "Okay, bam, food, there you go. That's it." But in the history of salvation, St. Augustine comments on this. He makes that point that the God who did not need any help from anybody in creating the world does not choose to recreate the world, to save the world, without our cooperation and participation. We have to cooperate. And that's what Jesus drives home to the apostles today in this gospel. Now, it's not that he needed those 5 loaves and 2 fish. He didn't need them. And again, they were ridiculously inadequate for the task at hand. But when offered to Jesus, they were enough. They were not only enough, they were more than enough. Well, when we consider this miracle today, the feeding of the 5,000, it's a wonderful miracle in and of itself, but it is also actually something that points us to a later miracle that the Lord is going to perform. It's the one that we are here for today. The feeding of the 5,000 is in many ways a prefiguring of the institution of the Holy Eucharist. In this miracle today of the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus sees the physical hunger of the people there, and he satisfies that need in a beautiful, abundant way. But that prefigures the fact that Jesus sees that deeper and longing and hunger, that practically infinite hunger and longing we have interiorly and spiritually, that he then fulfills. in an even more miraculous way by giving us himself. And he does it the same way that he does this miracle. He says, you have to participate. You have to cooperate. That's why you have to be here today, now. Because Jesus does not choose to recreate the world apart from your cooperation. And that's why it is necessary that you be here for Mass. Because Jesus is going to use the little and inadequate offering and gift that you can bring today for the salvation of the world. So what are our 5 loaves and 2 fish? What is the offering that we're making? Well, they're symbolized by the bread and wine that are offered on the altar. That's what they're symbolized by. And what is that? What are they symbols of? Well, essentially, they're a symbol of ourselves, of our lives. And not only that, but everything that you bring here to offer to God. Do you know, on the day of your baptism, you are anointed with sacred chrism. Chrism is the oil that was used to anoint the priests, prophets, and kings in the Old Testament. And so you have a share in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. What does a priest do? A priest offers sacrifice. And that's what is happening in this Mass. That's what the Mass is. If you want to know what the Mass is, the Mass is the sacrifice of Calvary. That's what the Mass is. Jesus making the one perfect sacrifice of himself for the glory of the Father and for our salvation. And he allows us to join in that sacrifice as members of his body. The priest, the ordained priest at the Mass, acting in the place, in the person of Christ, the head of the mystical body, offering that sacrifice on the behalf of you here, the members of the body. But you too are offering the same sacrifice as well of Jesus and uniting your own sacrifice with that. And that's for the sake of the world. That's what that little boy offered, wasn't it? The 5 little loaves and the 2 fish that he offered were then used for the feeding of that 5,000. And just so, as you bring your lives and everything that you bring with you today to this Mass, in your priesthood, to offer sacrifice, to unite your sacrifice with the sacrifice of Christ, is transformed and perfected. Bread and wine are used as the symbol of this sacrifice. How are they made? Well, bread is made through individual grains of wheat being crushed and ground, and then put through fire and made into bread. One bread out of many grains, right? Likewise, the wine, how is it made? The individual grapes are crushed and radically transformed by being fermented so that they become wine. Again, out of many of the little grapes, individual, this one wine. At the offertory of the Mass, therefore, place yourself with the host on the paten. When the host is lifted up, the paten is lifted up and offered to the Father. Place yourself there. The word host comes from the Latin word hostia, which means victim. The victim. You are supposed to be part of the victim, the offering, what is offered. Not only the who offers, but also what is offered. Jesus, priest and victim. Place your life and every intention of your heart on that paten. Pour yourselves into the chalice. As the deacon prepares the chalice, he takes the wine, he pours the wine into the chalice, and then he adds a little bit of water, saying these words: through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Did I get that right, Deacon? Yes, okay. The wine is the divinity of Christ. The water is our weak little selves and our offering that we make. But what happens to it when it's mixed with the wine? It becomes wine, essentially, doesn't it? You can't take the water back out again, can you? It's been changed through contact, by being united to the offering of Christ. That's what all of these things in our lives, this is the meaning of that word, offer it up. This is the offering. And it becomes united with the sacrifice of Christ, giving the ultimate glory to God the Father and saving the world. That's a pretty good day's work, don't you think? That's why you must be here. Do you know why there's so much trouble and problems in the world? Because not enough of us are here offering this sacrifice week by week, day by day, to the glory of the Father and the salvation of the world. It is your duty to cooperate with Jesus Christ in saving the world. That's why this is a sacred obligation. It matters. You're not here as a member of an audience, sitting back and maybe reviewing things. I wonder how Father's going to do today. Whatever, you know. No. You are a part of the mystical body of Christ offering that sacrifice. Are your hands pierced? Is your side pierced with the lance? It is. It should be. Offering all in love. And it seems what I have to offer is so little. Like that little boy with his 5 loaves and 2 fish. What do I have to offer? It's not going to work. But when united to his offering, that one perfect, holy sacrifice, it is enough. And more than enough.